workforce. It's time to set it straight
and motivate. Buenos dias, clase. Let's start talking about nouns and gender. That seems to be one of the most complicated things when you start to learn a language. Everything in Spanish is either masculine or feminine. There's no in-between. But how to solve that? How do we know if something's masculine or feminine? We can't memorize all those. Well, I think we've come up with some sort of system. Let's start with masculine nouns. How can we tell if a noun is masculine? Well, if a noun ends in an O, that is a good guarantee that it's masculine. But not always. Bear with me, because you know there'll always be those exceptions. Another way to determine if a noun is masculine is if it's a cognate. For instance, a word like global. Well, that sounds like globe, but also, yeah, that ends in O, so it has to be masculine. Another easy cognate, like mapa, a map. It's a cognate. It's masculine. Okay, one other way to determine if a noun is masculine. If it describes an object that is male. For instance, if I say the word hombre, hombre means man. That's describing something masculine, so therefore it would be masculine. Another example, chico, boy. Obviously masculine. Now, how about tackling those feminine forms? Let's say that every noun that ends in A is feminine. Well, that's probably appropriate 90% of the time. There are those rare occasions. But generally, when it ends in A, it's feminine. If a word ends in the suffix I-O-N, that would be feminine as well. And one other set of suffixes would be D-A-D or T-A-D. Okay, once again, the same rule applies. If the noun you're describing is a female, it would be feminine as well. For instance, mujer, meaning woman. Una mujer, la mujer, feminine. If I use the word chica, notice it ends in an A, but it's a girl, so therefore it's feminine. Well, let's practice a few of these. Let's see, numero uno, our first noun. Go ahead, take a guess, masculine or feminine. I'll share about five of these with you, and then the answers at the end. Numero uno, silla, silla. Dos, computadora, computadora. Tres, calendario, calendario. Cuatro, universidad, universidad. Cinco, escritorio, escritorio. Okay, numero uno, es femenina. It ends in an A. It means chair, but you don't have to know that to guess the gender. Número dos, computadora, would be femenina. Now, you might have guessed masculine at being a cognate, but it actually is feminine. It's one of those that goes against the rules, and that will oftentimes happen in Spanish. Número tres, calendario es masculino. It's a cognate. It ends in an O. Número cuatro, universidad, it ends in the suffix D-A-D, is femenina. Y finalmente, número cinco, escritorio, ends in an O, masculino. Well, I hope you did very, very well. Buena suerte, and remember to follow those rules. I promise they'll help. Set the record straight. You know things could really, really be better. Let's set it straight today. Don't you know I got to work the hardest workforce. It's time to set it straight and motivate. 'Cause I'm